Luke chapter 16. I want to read the whole chapter for us this morning. Luke chapter 16. This morning I want to focus particularly on the latter part of the chapter, verse 19 through 31, and I want us to consider the reality of hell for a couple of reasons at least. One, it's a reminder of what we've been saved from. And another reason is it's a reminder of what the lost need to be saved from. And sometimes we can grow so complacent and so blasé about hell as to live as though it almost wasn't a reality. And we need to remind ourselves sometimes of what the Lord Jesus taught about hell and what the scriptures in general teach. C.S. Lewis spoke one time about a gravestone inscription that he saw. He said, on the tombstone, on the gravestone, was this inscription: "Here lies an atheist, all dressed up and no place to go." And C.S. Lewis said, "I bet he wishes that was so." The reality is that every atheist who dies outside of Christ will go to a devil's hell one day. And so will every good person outside of Christ, and so will every righteous person outside of Christ, and so will every liar and every unbeliever and the abominable and murderers and sorcerers and whoremongers. All will have their place in the lake of fire which burneth forever and ever. And the atheists laugh and mock, and we spoke to a man yesterday who said he was an atheist. I said, well, it's an interesting thing. I've never met anybody yet who can truly be an atheist and say that with conviction. To say there is no God is one thing. To know there is no God is another thing altogether. And the Lord Jesus taught much about hell. In this passage here, we find him teaching about it. He seems to pull back the veil a little bit and give us a little glimpse into what happens when people die.